WHCL, Clinton, New York. Should have been there. That was again from the Aviator soundtrack. Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks with Happy Feet, the vocal by the Manhattan Rhythm Kings, who are not really there's no much in the way of personnel lists on this CD. We're showing a lot of pictures of Leonardo with his shirt off, but the music to me is the main attraction on this CD. Very good stuff though. And I picked this one up Friday night when I was at the Jazz and Caz over in Cazenovia. And Vince was there, and they had a modified group of Nighthawks, 8 rather than the usual 11, but they sounded like 20. Just amazing, amazing music. And it was great attending. And my wife and I both had a wonderful time and talking to Vince and John Eric Kelso, who was there, and spent some time with Dan Levinson and his wife, and was a very enjoyable evening. Before that, we had Mrs. Levinson, Molly Ryan, with the Lorelei, and that was Dan Levinson's swing wing. Dan was on sounded like tenor sax in that instance. Mark Shane on piano, Matt Munisteri on guitar. He frequently travels and records with Catherine Russell. Mike Weatherby on bass, Kevin Dorn on drums, Jim Fryer trombone, Randy Reinhardt on trumpet. And that was the Lorelei. From the Codfish Ball, which came out last year. And all links, by the way, to these and anything you might want to hear, all these new artists I have linked on my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. So please, please check that out. or type radio into Google, because that'll work too. Works very well. Works all too well for some people, in fact. But I come right up at the top, and you'll see all those links to great programs like The Big Broadcast, Forward into the Past. I mentioned Rapidly Rotating Records. You've got a lot of great shows on there that you can that are all linked, so you can find anything you're looking for, and there's can stay there for days. In fact, I do frequently. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, here at Hamelin College in beautiful Clinton, New York. And I hope you're here by now, because the show is starting over there at the Phileas Events Barn with Bucky Pizzarelli and Randy Sandke, Dick Hyman, and you also have Evan Christopher on clarinet. Wonderful group of musicians, and I highly recommend that if you can still get up and hear a lot of the show, so get in your car and drive up to the college here. You'll love it. You will love it. And now let's continue with a group of rather popular songs, but we're gonna play them on maybe versions you haven't heard before. We're gonna play Lou Gold and his orchestra with the Radio Imps. I believe that was Jerry Macy and Ed Smalley on the vocal. You're the Cream in My Coffee, 1928. Thank you.
loving hearts are all in tune. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. When the little birds are nesting and I listen to them croon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. Just before I'm counting sheep, through my window he comes to peep, and with each other we're sympathizing, looking at the happy sweetheart while I sit around and spoon. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon.
The other side of that Charlie Strait record. That was Charlie Strait and his orchestra, Keller Sisters and Lynch. I don't know why he got second billing, but there he was on the vocal there, Side by Side, 1927. Before that, the Tuxedo Dance Orchestra, and I'm not even sure who they were. Brian Rust remains mum on that topic, so I've tried to look that one up. Irving Kaufman, of course, on the vocal Me and the Man in the Moon, 1928, off an old Perfect. And as I said before, I bought a lot of these records. In fact, all those 78s I'm using tonight were purchased from Rick Heller, who gave me a wonderful deal on these, and because I do a show, and it's not that I deserve any consideration based on any moral rectitude or anything, but he felt, because I'm getting them out on the air and playing them for people and cleaning them up a bit, that he gave me a nice deal. And he has Nippers Records on eBay. Also, I guess Harvest Moon Antiques is the other store that they have. It might even be the same store, in fact. But either one will get you there. We're going to continue now on radio. I'm Andy Senior, as I told you that, with Lucille Hegeman again and the Dixie Daisies. And this sounds rather ominous. Cold, Cold Winter Blues.
What can I do? Don't keep the sunshine out. you cry like a baby, brown eyes. Look up and smile, smiling is always in style. Tears only add to your blues and troubles. Troubles will float away just like bubbles. You know, honest and true, brown eyes should never be blue.
There's Irving Kaufman again. Let me sing and I'm happy from 1930. Well, well, you know, that's true. You gotta be happy in that. That's a great record. I love it. I love that I think that's a tenor guitar or whatever it is in there, but it's a, I love that playing in that register. Very nice sound on there. Before that, we had Von DeLith recording as Gloria Gear on Cameo in 1925. Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue? Starting with Lucille Hageman and the Dixie Daisies, and Cold, Cold Winter Blues, and that was from 1923. Well, it's getting chilly, you know, about this time, and it's quite noticeable. The heat has kicked on, so it is an early fall, and it's you can feel it. And some people don't much care for it, but it's, well, get used to it. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and thanks so much for listening tonight. I do appreciate that. And I'm so glad that, I'm just glad that it was a great weekend. And I just felt like I want to share some of that music with you. And there's not much I can do because I have the CDs that I've gotten over the past several months and years, whatever. But I just want to convey some of that joy to you. And here's again Molly Ryan, off of Songbird in the Moonlight, which came out last year, and I Was Lucky in 2008. And Molly has Dan Levinson on clarinet and sax, Mark Shane on piano again, Kevin Dorn on drums, John Herrick Kelso on trumpet, and he was amazing. You should have heard him Friday night. Boy, very, very hot player. Great chops, as they say. And I'm so glad we got to talk to everyone there. It was very nice. So here's Molly Ryan. Thank you. And Vince played that. Vince played that Birmingham Breakdown. That was recorded in 93. And John Eric Helso was also playing the trumpet on that. Last Friday, the band was cooking. They were so hot. And they sounded, that's a studio recording, but boy, did they sound good. And I wish you could have been there. Before that, Dan Levinson's Transatlantic Saxtet, and the new CD is Ghosts of the Saxophone, and they're invoking the Six Brown Brothers. And as I said before, we had Bob Wilbur, Alex Mendham, Nick Payton, that's spelled N-I-K, it's not Nicholas Payton, who was the trumpeter. These are all sax players and reed players. Paul Lindemeyer and Vince Giordano on bass sax throughout. Dan, of course, plays about four different kinds of saxophone on this recording. Soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone all the way through it, doing different things. And it is just a marvelous recording. So, I've got links. So if you're on my Radiola blog, you can find links and you can pick that thing up, immediately if you want it. And I'd buy it from Dan because the money goes right to him. That's the way to do it. And began with Molly Ryan, I Was Lucky, 2008, Songbird in the Moonlight. You can buy those two at once, in fact, and I'd recommend that. This is Radiola, not Plugola, by the way, but Radiola, because this is all, this is right from my heart here, all this great stuff. And I just want to convey how wonderful it is that people are still making great music in this world and doing such a fine job, and such as Dan and John Eric Kelso and Vince and Molly Ryan. Sounds, what a voice. So we're going to go way back now to acoustic recording land. Here's Webb Hahn. It's spelled H-A-H-N-E, so I'm going to say Hahn. Could be Hani, I suppose. He called himself Ukulele Bailey. And obviously taking a little glory, or trying to take a little glory away from Cliff Edwards, but here he is on Cameo. Speaking of colleges, rah rah Charlie.
They send them there for knowledge, but that's not why they go. I know a snappy beginner, already a winner. You'll hear of him wherever you may go. They call him Rah-Rah Charlie, a regular old by golly. Chicken rooter, girl recruiter, wow. Rah-Rah Charlie never gets melancholy. Blunt in Latin, math, and Greek, but on the campus he's a geek. His mother and dad know their little lad's a scholarly chap. Send him a check to cover the wreck of every mishap. But little Rah-Rah Charlie calls himself the co-ed Wally. Rah-Rah Charlie, rah-rah. Cola-Fula, Coca-Cola is the password, so they say. If a co-ed wants vanilla, or vanilla, you must pay. You know the circumstances, there's movies and dances, a boy must take some chances, as Charlie was aware. In every dormitory, they're telling a story, it's not an allegory, that Charlie got the air. It's a great life, if you don't weaken. Bula bula, I don't care. His great ambition was getting in condition. He worked hard in the gym. He never has time to study, depends on his body. Most every college has a boy like him. They call him Rah-Rah Charlie, a regular old by golly, when he's singing bula bula boo. Rah-Rah Charlie, neckin' with every dolly, always cutting early classes, busy learning forward tasks, collars and socks, he packs in a box and sends them to mom, borrowing cash and trying to crash the big senior prom. His midnight oil keeps burning, But bridge and poker's all he's learning. So long, jolly rah-rah.
I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. I often live beyond my means. I sport young ladies in their teens to cut a swell in the army. I teach the ladies how to dance, how to dance, how to dance. I teach the ladies how to dance, for I'm their pet in the army. I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. I give my horse good corn and beans. Of course, it's quite beyond my means, so a captain in the army. I joined my corps when 21. Of course, I thought it capital fun. When the enemy came, then off I run. I wasn't cut out for the army. When I left home, Mama, she cried. Mama, she cried. Mama, she cried. When I left home, Mama, she cried. He ain't cut out for the army. No, she thought I was too young. But then I said, ah, Mama, I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. I give my horse good corn and beans. Of course, it's quite beyond my means, so a captain in the army. The first day I went out to drill, the bugle sound made me quite ill. At the balance step, my hat it fell, and that wouldn't do for the army. The officers, they all did shout, they all cried out, they all did shout. The officers, they all did shout, oh, that's the curse of the army. Of course, my hat did fall off, but ah, nevertheless, I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. I give my horse good corn and beans. Of course, it's quite beyond my means, so a captain in the army. My tailor's bills came in so fast, forced me one day to leave at last. And the ladies too no more did cast sheep's eyes at me in the army. My creditors at me did shout, at me did shout, at me did shout. My creditors at me did shout, why kick him out of the army? I said, ah, gentlemen, ah, kick me out of the army? Perhaps you are not aware that I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. I give my horse good corn and beans. Of course, it's quite beyond my means, so a captain in the army.
And he promised to be true. She showed him this and showed him that, then Ma let out a roar.
Maggie?
Yes, ma'am. Show that fella the door.
Maggie?
Well, there's Seven Little Polar Bears, and that was actually the Harry Reeser's group. Also, they could be Six Jumping Jacks or whatever you wanted them to be. You know, they recorded for all these different labels, but they were here on Cameo back in 1926. Tom Stax on the vocal, "Show That Fellow the Door." And there's a couple of disreputable characters that began before him. Arthur Fields singing, "I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marine." 1927, about, I'm guessing, Captain Jinx. Fun record. And Arthur seemed to be having a good time on that. I could tell he was enjoying that one. And it began with Webb Hahn, "Ukulele Bailey," "Ra Ra Charlie." And that was from 1925. And Cameo 802, that's the other side of that Vaughn DeLeith. I'd have to say that was the B-side, but it's still a fun record. This is Radiola, and I hope I'm nobody's B-side. I hope you're enjoying this show tonight. Don't flip me over. You don't want to see that. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thank you. Thanks again for listening. I do appreciate it. And we're going to, here's more of that harmonica band again. And, you know, if you're feeling a little cold, and it is getting cold, maybe it's time for a spring tonic. Well, here's Carl Fried's harmonica band in 1936 with Spring Tonic.
Let yourself go. relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your baker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go.
Was Johnny Johnson in his orchestra, not his Statler Pennsylvanians, but Johnny Johnson in the orchestra. That was the from 1936, Al Jennings' vocal on Let Yourself Go. Indeed, you should. Take a spring tonic and let yourself go. It's not Lydia Pinkham's, but it might be close enough. Let Yourself Go, Follow the Fleet, I believe that was from. So, this is there's a lot of being evoked in that thought, beginning with Carl Freed's harmonica band from 1936, Spring Tonic. Well, I hope you've enjoyed tonight. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. I'm every Friday night, unless I've got Pete Bianco, who I really want to thank. By the way, I want to thank him for filling in last week and doing a wonderful job. And I'm here every week at 8 p.m. And it's just terrific to be here. And tomorrow night, by the way, listen to my friend Mark Fuller. He's on 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Coming up in just a few minutes is the Gray Fox with the Walkabout. And he's, well, yes. Yes, indeed. You got to stick around for that. I'll be back next week. And here, lovely band. This sounds like the children's book of the same name, but it's not. It's just a lovely tune by Walter Donaldson. Jack Denny and his orchestra from 1932. And again, I want to thank Pete Bianco for filling in last week. I didn't do that earlier in the show, but Pete was wonderful, and I do appreciate his... He did a marvelous job. And here on an old Victor, here's Good Night Moon.
behind the mountain. Good night, WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.